This next story on KNKX is from our show Sound Effect. Every week, there's a theme, and this story is about someone who won't take no for an answer. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer can tell you more.
Trisha Arcaro Turton's career started with a big fat no.
There was a poster, maybe like at the local Elks Club or something. They had a Golden Gloves poster, so I said to my dad, "Dad, I want to do the Golden Gloves." And he just kind of laughed at me, put his hand on my head, and was like, I have a childhood nickname, Schmitty. He goes, "Schmitty, girls can't box." So I thought to myself, what a stupid sport. You know, what a dumb sport that girls can't do it. So I kind of disdained it for a while, wouldn't really watch it with him on TV or anything. It really pissed me off, and now I own a gym.
Mix up the power, Kevin.
Trisha says she was never one to be discouraged just because someone tells her she can't do something. So she underwent grueling training and eventually became a professional boxer. She'd rack up 8 wins and 4 losses before she retired in 2005. So these days she trains boxers, men and women, professional and newbie alike. And she tries to teach her students to face themselves in the ring, the way that she had to as a rookie and still does today. We met up at her gym in Seattle's First Hill and talked about what sports have meant to her over the years.
I loved competing. It was the most alive I ever felt was when I was being physical, doing sports and competing. Nothing could distract me. That was just it. Really single-minded focus. I loved that.
And you found your way into some pretty physical sports. Do you gravitate toward the really physical sports, you think?
I must. I don't think I consciously chose it. You know, I'm only 5'5".
Which is really tall, in my opinion.
Thank you. Oh, God bless you. I thought I wanted to be an Olympian on the basketball team. And first of all, I couldn't even get my emotional self together to go to college. And so, you know, playing for D1 wasn't going to happen. After being lost for a little while, I found rugby. And I took to it. It took to my body type. And I just really found my way, and I made the U.S. team, and I played on the World Cup in 98, and just never looked back. It was an incredible sport, and then I started doing boxing for fitness, and I got hooked.
What can you tell me about what your life was like in your early 20s and what kind of struggles you were dealing with?
I think I felt pretty lost. I didn't know who I was, what I was doing. I was a grinder. I had a very intense work ethic. But I also had an intense party ethic, too. I partied hard. I drank hard. I tried lots of different drugs. I never missed work. I always went to work on time. And that was sort of my only way I knew who I was. And I had no sports in my life, so I just didn't have anything really kind of going for me. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was really mad at the world.
Wait, what were you mad at?
I don't know. What aren't you mad at when you're like 20 and you come from a split home and you're trying to find your way? I think I was just mad at a lot of things. I was just talking to my stepmom about this. I said to her, "Man, we were pretty poor, and I realized that you guys were really stressed and just trying to do the best you could." And no joke, they used to pick us up by our armpits and put us in a dumpster to pick out aluminum cans. My dad worked 3 jobs. He would do side gigs like we'd clean Greyhound buses, so my brother and I would help clean Greyhound buses. I think I was mad a little bit because, first of all, growing up female in the 70s, you're told you can't do a lot of things, and it didn't make sense to me because I did whatever I wanted, and I was estranged from my mother. I was just really mad. I didn't know who my mom was, and I didn't know who I was.
So you were playing rugby at a pretty high level, elite rugby on the U.S. team for some years. And then how did you transition from that into boxing?
A buddy of mine I played rugby with, she had told me about it. And I went, I did the fitness class. I liked it, but saw these people putting on headgear and watched the sparring a little bit. I thought, man, I want to try that. And I tried it. I really liked it. I was really bad at it, and it made me mad, and I wanted to be better at it. And
Wait, say more. Tell me, what do you remember about that first time?
I remember getting hit a lot.
Were you not expecting that?
No. I'm kind of cocky. Thought I was a good athlete. Thought that I could, have my way in there, and that was definitely not the case.
What's it feel like to get punched, like, those first few times?
I took everything really personal. I thought there was something wrong with me. Why were they taking whatever was with them out on me? Everything was really, really personal. Which is not the case in boxing, but when you first start it, it can feel that way. I felt powerless. I felt extremely powerless. It was unbelievable. I felt like I had no way to defend myself, no way to be effective.
So walk me through how you started to confront that.
I think a lot of self-awareness. I had already started exploring Buddhism, and I really want to know who I am. As a kid, I used to look in the mirror, and I used to stare at myself and ask myself, who are you? You know, like, what are you doing? And, you know, why are you here? And I think boxing started to give me the answers more so, through boxing, I got the answers in my life, more why I'm here and what I'm doing.
So this is really interesting, because, I mean, a lot of people who might not understand boxing or be interested in boxing would think maybe this is a way of avoiding stuff. You know, you're avoiding your own emotions, you're avoiding what's inside of you because you're just going out and you're hitting stuff. It seems violent in that way. But that seems very much not how you think of it.
I don't think about it like that at all. I mean, I'm not oblivious to the violence of hitting somebody. I take it seriously. But more importantly, I'm looking at the harm that would come to folks that continue living their life the way they do if they didn't start facing themselves. And that to me is much more harmful than a few punches to the head.
So speaking of, you know, being brave enough to look stupid or do something that you're bad at. So I took a boxing lesson in the last 6 months or so, actually, for the first time. And I'm really glad there's only one other person in the gym there to see me. It was fantastically embarrassing. But, you know, I did that, I think, for a lot of the reasons you're talking about. This is interesting to me because I did it, I think, because it was one of the most out-of-character things I could think of to do for myself. And I was curious if I could still do something that was out of character. To be honest, I haven't wandered back into a boxing gym. So what would you say to somebody like me?
I'd say come be uncomfortable again. It won't be like the first time, I guarantee. You will never be the same amount of uncomfortable. I mean, it's no secret that you have to go out of your comfort zone to learn. You're not going to die. Maybe your ego a little bit, and it'll build up again.